Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Thank you, Farad, and welcome all my fellow baby boomers. We are gathered here today because it is another day above ground. We're on this side of the turf, and it's time to celebrate. I don't want to celebrate alone. I want to do it with my partners. First of all, from the mile high city of Denver, Colorado, say hi to Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, and so there's so much weirdness going on in the world right now. I want to say what's not weird. I don't know if you guys have tried it yet, but summer strawberries, blueberries, and nectarines this year are like the best I've ever had. I'm either really depressed and that sugar's tasting really good, or they're the best ever. So go out and get some fruit.
All right. And it keeps you regular. And also joining us, of course, the Aristotle of comedy from the great state of Indiana, Mr. Tim Slagle.
In the Capitol today, Democrats knelt in support of the protesters for a half hour. They were only going to kneel for a minute, but it took that long to get them all back up.
That was something, a protest all over. We had one even in Downers Grove. It was only like four or five blocks, and they all went back home peacefully. But yeah, there's protests everywhere. This is the perfect storm. We come out of the virus, which is still there, although nobody's believing it anymore. Go into this protest. New Orleans is underwater again, and it's just, it's unbelievable.
Apparently you don't have to social distance if you're there for a good cause.
The virus knows that all lives matter.
Yeah, it's just...
Or don't.
It's an angry virus that just wants to get rid of old white people.
And speaking of social distancing, this is the weirdest thing. I've heard about this happening. I've never experienced it before, but I've been attending church on Sunday via Zoom. Our church has, we get 150, 200 people on Zoom. It's very nice. We got bombed. Right in the middle of the minister's sermon, porn came up. And I'm looking at this, I go, what? And all of a sudden they had to, they quickly cut that off. And fortunately, he was also doing it live on Facebook. So he switched over to Facebook and he covered it nicely. He said, that's what I'm talking about, hatred for no good reason. Nobody had to,
Yeah, apparently that's happening all over. Is a buddy of mine, Bent Washburn, that I do the other podcast with, they were doing homeschooling via Zoom. And some kids at the school figured out how to do that as well. And they had to actually cancel Zoom school because they couldn't figure out how to stop it.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I look at this picture. That people look like they're praying, kind of.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
And then Saturday, I had the strangest, not strangest, but the very unique experience. A good friend of mine, a biker friend, passed away, and his funeral was Saturday. So we got maybe 40, 50 bikes in a procession going to the cemetery. So we get to the cemetery. It's in Hillside. Tim, you may know of it. I think the Queen of Heaven Cemetery or something. So we go there. We can't go to the gravesite because only 10 people are allowed, So we're riding around, and the one guy next to me says, you want to see something cool? I said, yeah. I used to live here. Follow me. And we went to a different part of the cemetery, Al Capone's grave.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big monument. It says Capone, and then they're all buried with the little headstones in front of it. And on the one for Alphonse Capone, there were a lot of flowers, a bottle of beer, a little mini bottle of liquor. It was, I've never seen that before. That was pretty weird.
Wasn't Geraldo looking for that like 30 years ago? Couldn't we?
No, he was looking. He was looking in his treasure chest, his safe with nothing. If they looked in the grave, I bet you there's some there. But I thought to myself, what did Al Capone die from? Syphilis. This is something we need to talk about, because it's still around, it's still there, and I thought maybe we should dedicate a show to sex for senior citizens. So we wanted to get an expert, as we always do, in the field of sex, not only of sex, because, you know, we could find, you know, unemployed girls in Vegas who would talk to us about that, but a sexpert, somebody who is an expert in the topic of sex, especially when it comes to those of us in our senior years. Please welcome from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Is that right, Elaine? Elaine Pasqua.
Doylestown, 25 miles north.
Okay. Doylestown, if you're following us with an atlas. And anyhow, Elaine, you teach sex to kids, to old people, to everybody. And I thought it was something that you just, you know, learned on the street. But what exactly do you do?
Well, I've been educating people about sex for 25 years. It started talking about HIV and AIDS because I lost my mom and stepdad to AIDS-related complications. But then I started to hear the need for broader education regarding sex, not just HIV and AIDS, but all sexually transmitted infections. So I started working with youth in high school and then colleges and then working with pro athletes and talking to adults about it as well. Everybody needs to learn about it because everybody's doing it.
And that holds true for the senior population? Is that we're in danger also?
Yeah, well, they're trying. I mean, it's changed as our bodies change. But, you know, we look at studies and they say that about 50% of men over the age of 65 are still very interested in sex. And 12%
women under the age of 35. Thank you very much.
Right. We'll throw the millennials under the bus again. What the heck?
Adds up to 100.
So, and then 12% of women, so there's quite a large gap between the men and the women, and about 40% of adults within the baby boom population are sexually active. But
how much? 40%?
40%. But then those who are in intimate relationships, that number climbs to about 54%. So,
but those who have been married a long time, that number dives down to about 12.
No, that's times per year, Dale.
I wish.
Once a month if they're good, you know, if they're having a good one. So, but, you know, there's so many factors that come into baby boomers are at risk right now. The problem that we see is that we have many divorces. The divorce rate is going up. And then we have a lot of people now who have lost a spouse through a death. And so you've got a lot of single baby boomers that are out there. Our generation was not, even though we're the ones that developed sex and drugs and rock and roll, we didn't really learn a whole lot about safe sex. You know, you had that don't get her pregnant message that was given to you and forget sex ed in school. But what we're seeing is that baby boomers were really not educated about the intricacies of safe sex. And so we're seeing a dramatic increase. I just looked these statistics up, and I literally thought that there was a decimal place in between two of the three numbers, but it wasn't. So here are the stats that I came up with. So between 2014 and 2018, in baby boomers, or this is people over the age of 55, gonorrhea increased by 164%, and chlamydia increased by 86%, and syphilis increased by 120%. We're still not the largest cohort of people that are getting infected with STIs. It's still in the 15 to 24-year-old age group, but it's still really going up with the baby boomers. So
clap gets the applause on that one.
What's that?
Gonorrhea's number one. Clap gets the applause.
Ah, yes. No pun intended again.
She's got the... Anyhow, now, do you teach... you know, you were telling me that when you teach safe sex in these classes, is that you travel around with apparatus. And in order to show them the proper way to apply the condiments.
That's right. Condiments. Right.
Stay away from that Tabasco, Dale.
Your hot dog any day.
Ready whips a condiment, right?
Would you like to have me introduce you to the condiment?
We like to see him, yeah. This is okay. What she travels with.
He's right here. I am the queen of outrageous TSA stories. So this is Big Blue, known in my industry as a condom demonstrator.
Wait a minute. And you use that to make all the men in the room feel bad about themselves? Yeah. Is that the goal?
For those of you just listening, it's an enormous wiener. I mean, it's good size. It's a double-hander.
Well, you know what? One of my favorite stories, I was at a conference in Baltimore. I had about 70 students in this room, and I had just gotten this, and I said, I heard that this thing sticks to the wall. So I ran across the room, and I did my perfect basketball layup, and I went ding, and I hit it to the wall, and it stuck, and it was going boing, 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 boing. And for the rest of the conference, anytime I would pass one of those students, they'd like elbow their friends, and they'd go, that's that lady that stuck that penis on the wall. But it's fun, you know? We have lots of good stories with TSA, and one of my other favorite stories of Big Blue is I used to have a relationship, a professional relationship with Durex, and they would send me huge trash bags full of condoms. And so one of the shipments that I got, they were colored. And so I would pay attention to school colors. So I spoke at the Coast Guard Academy, and their colors are blue and gold. So I whip out Big Blue, and I go, Coast Guard blue, and they all went, yay! And then I whipped out this gold condom, and I went, Coast Guard yellow! And they were all standing up, like 500, you know, cadets screaming at the top of their lungs, going, shoo, school colors. But I can show you, I mean, well, I'm going to talk about safe sex first before we show you.
Well, sure. Isn't that what this is all about? Is that you got no glove, no love, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah. No glove, no love. And, you know, there's I have a couple products or things to share with you, too. So because as we age, things change. So let's talk about what happens to the women first. I basically say at this age, we're spitting sawdust out of every orifice of our body.
Can I get off the call now? I am so depressed. Like 12% of us are having sex, and we're spitting sawdust. Elaine, this is terrible. Okay, this is not a satisfying experience so far. Keep going.
In the last episode, we were talking about how you could use sawdust to make charcoal.
We have plenty of it.
So, your own power plant,
Carolyn. I'm here to give you hope. So that's what we're here to talk about. So because we lose our estrogen and our progesterone, the vaginal wall gets thinner, the vagina it gets stiffer, it gets shorter, more narrow, and sex is not as comfortable and is not as much fun for women. And I think that's why you see 12% of the women who are interested in sex at this point, because it doesn't feel like it felt years ago when they were all like, you know, sleeping around and having fun and having a great time. But there is an amazing product that I learned about. It's called Reverie, and it is hyaluronic acid. So it is very, very safe. It's non-hormonal, so you don't have to worry about it causing cancer or doing anything like this. But what it is, it's a suppository of hyaluronic acid, and you insert it every 3 days for 3 months, I think it is. And it actually rehydrates the vaginal wall. And it's amazing to see the effects that it has. And then you go on a maintenance schedule. You know, it could be once a week, maybe twice a week. It depends on the individual. So there's hope for women. Many men have thanked me for recommending this to their wives.
What's it called again? What's the name of it?
Reverie. So it's R-E-V-A-R-E-E. I'm trying to hold it up in front of the camera there so it can be seen. But it is an amazing product. And so that will really help with the women. Exercise is good, keeping the blood flow, you know, both for men and for women. And, you know, for men, we see erectile dysfunction. And we find that if men exercise more too, it's all about blood flow. I tell the students, I say, you don't have a crane that's lifting that thing when it's ready for action. It's blood flow. And so if you have good circulation, that helps to prevent. And of course, we do have Viagra. So that helps as well. So we're seeing that seniors are more sexually active than they were historically in the past, even though the numbers don't seem quite as, you know, strong as we would like to see them right now. But they are sexually active. And the problem is that they don't think that sex is a problem. They don't think that we haven't been educated as strongly about the spread of sexually transmitted infections. Doctors are intimidated to talk to their patients when they're older about sex because it just, they don't wrap their heads around it.
I think they're just grossed out.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like, ew. You know, what kid wants to picture their parents doing it?
Much less their grandparents.
Oh, I know. It's like senior sex. No, they don't do that anymore. So it's important, you know, in this country, we gauge our sexual success by whether we get pregnant. And we don't think about sexually transmitted infections. But we have the highest sexually transmitted infection rate of all the industrialized nations. And of course, I read these stats to you, which are not very, you know, exciting or pleasing. So we should be using condoms each and every time. And I know men don't like to use condoms, and especially men who are having a little bit more difficulties with erectile dysfunction. Another alternative is that you use a female condom. It's not used as frequently, but it opens up. It's like a wide condom, and it goes inside the vagina. So both people are getting the protection. And
the best, if I can interrupt here, the best thing is you use the ribbed condoms. And then I put them on inside out. I figure, why should they have all the fun?
Ribbed are supposed to be good. And another thing that helps men, you put one drop of a lubricant inside the condom, and it will help to enhance the sensitivity for you. Now, you don't want to use petroleum-based products like Vaseline intensive care, because that will actually disintegrate the latex in the condom. There's nothing worse than having that thing flapping in the breeze when you're done. So and again, a lot of people don't think that, you know, they have to worry about using condoms because women have gone through menopause, but we don't have to worry about her getting pregnant, but they're not thinking about the sexually transmitted infections. So it is important that we do use them. So let's do a demonstration. Here's your condom. Now, there are latex condoms, and actually this one is a non-latex condom. So for those who have latex allergies, you do have that option. The first thing you do before you open the packet is you want to check the expiration date on the back, because they do expire, they dry out, and they're not going to give you the same protection. You know, you have to remember, we are protecting ourselves against tiny microscopic organisms, bacteria and viruses. So you
do you think that when the time comes that you're ready to put that condom on, you're going to go looking for your glasses going, hold on, I got to see if this expiration date is okay. It's like if you're starving, you don't read the expiration date on the peaches. You just eat them.
Good point, Dale. So I think what you have to do is plan ahead and just look at your supply and make sure that the 10 that you've had in your drawer for the last 5 years is okay. And then you're good to go.
And do they disintegrate in the heat? Like, what if they're in your glove compartment? Because you're hopeful. Good point. How long do they last in a glove compartment in Phoenix?
You should. No, don't. You don't want to put them in the glove compartment. You don't want to have them in your wallet or your back pocket. So, you know what?
I think any baby boomer that keeps them in his glove box when he's going to the early bird buffet is probably the textbook definition of optimist.
It depends what he's driving, Tim.
I used to have a pair of socks. I should have modeled them for you. And it said safe socks. And it literally had a little pocket on it. And it was just the right size that the condom could slip right inside of it. And you just pull up that Velcro tab and there's your condom. But no, I mean, if you don't want to store them in the car. So, you know, that's a tough point, especially when you're living in Phoenix. I mean, that's difficult.
I just put them on in the morning after I shower. You know, you got to tape them on a little bit at first, but that way it's always there for when you need it.
Keep your Woody up all day. Okay.
There you go.
He was a Boy Scout.
Go ahead. Right.
All right. So what you do now, second thing you do after the expiration date passes the test is you want to press the center of the packet lightly in between your index finger and your thumb. And you will feel you should feel a cushion of air there. If you feel the cushion of air, you're good to go. That means that there's no pinholes or holes in it. If they easily come together, discard it. Air has gotten in, and that has broken down the latex as well.
That's a good tip for those women who are trying to trick those men into see, that's genius, Elaine.
See that?
So all those teenagers, so for anybody who's listening with your parents, and if you are, you've got to get out more. But if you're listening to this with your parents, that's how you check the condom package.
That's right. That's right. That's how you do it. Not holding it up to the light. You know, you've got to just do this little cushion thing and you're good to go. Now, open it at the corner. Don't open it with your teeth thinking you're looking really suave and sexy just because you might.
Because you got to take them out of the glass first.
Bravo. Oh, that is good. That is very good. So, all right. So you have to take it out. One thing you can do is you can squeeze it so it just comes up out of the top, or just take it out gently. Now, here's the trick that people of our generation have not learned. Most of the people go and they roll the condom on. And if you look, what just happened to that tip?
Well, it got bigger. But
it got bigger.
What happens with sex.
It's filled with air, so there's no space for stuff to go. See, I was taught that a long time ago.
It fills up with air, and what happens is the condom breaks. And well, the reason it breaks, here is some trivia that you can dazzle your friends with. Have you ever pondered the average speed of an ejaculation? I tell the guys.
Put a radar gun on mine once.
They eat their cereal the next day, and I go, how fast did that come out last night? The average speed of an ejaculation is 28 miles an hour, and the record is 80. I do not know how they do these studies. I picture like the state troopers with the radar gun.
Baseball
scouts are after that guy.
That's right. Because his arm must be good. So it's important that you create a reservoir so the condom doesn't break. So what you're going to do, I got to get that right, is pinch the tip a half an inch in between your index finger and your thumb. You've just created your reservoir. And you're not going to let go of that tip the whole time that you were rolling it on to the penis. So you keep rolling. If you let go of that tip, it is going to fill up with air. So you wait until, let me put this down a minute, and you wait until you're already down to the base, then you let go of the tip and you see the difference.
Ah.
It's collapsed, there you go. It's collapsed and it's now ready to collect.
Dale and Tim, you guys did not know this?
I didn't know that. No, you just put it on. I didn't read the expiration date. I opened it with my teeth. I didn't, you know, what the hell? You're in a hurry. You only got 30, 40 seconds. You know, you got to hurry up.
Seize the moment while you can.
Hey, carpe boner.
So, you know, it's just you practice the safe sex. The other thing that's important is you don't want to hang out and tell your life story when you're done. Because the penis goes flaccid the minute a man has an orgasm. And then when he withdraws, the condom's going to slip off and you could potentially expose your partner to the semen. So you want to make sure that you hold on to the top of the shaft of the penis and withdraw. And then you're good to go and you won't expose your partner to that. So
you just say, okay, I'm taking this out of here. I'll see you. All right.
I'm out.
And don't flush it. It's bad for the plumbing. Do not flush a used condom.
Yes. And for those who are in heterosexual relationships, women should always pee as soon as they're done making love. And you're flushing out all the bacteria that could potentially get up into the urethra. That's how we get our bladder infections. So you prevent the bladder infections from occurring that way. So
you're taking a lot of the romance out of this whole thing.
I know.
Take it out. Take a pee. You know, what the hell?
I know. But that's keeping you healthy. It's more sex positive. You're keeping yourself healthy and you feel better. So here's the thing. When people get older, you know, we have body aches, we have the dry vagina, we have ED, but we can work around all that. And so trying different positions is really important. Communicating openly. I always say that foreplay starts at 9 a.m. You can't be a jerk to your partner and then expect them to, like, want to have sex later in the day. So, you know,
that's why sex should be at 9:15, and then you can both start your day, you know.
That's right. Start off when you're fresh before things go downhill from there. And so, you know, candles, music, still building the romance is good. A nice glass of wine. Don't get trash, because then the ED comes in. And, you know, you can, for men who have erectile dysfunction, you can find that they will do better being on the bottom and having the women on the top. So there's lots of different positions. Oral sex, of course, is still wonderful. You want to protect yourself for oral sex as well, though. Dale, you're going to love this. So the men should have a condom on, and you should have a latex dental dam for the woman to cover over the vaginal area. It's a rectangular piece of latex, and it completely covers the area. Both partners retain the same level of sensitivity, but you're preventing yourself from coming into contact with whatever vaginal secretions are still there.
I'm smelling the rubber from the pool toys from last week, you guys.
That's a turn on, isn't it? Well, they're flavored. So there's chocolate, strawberry, raspberry, mocha, banana, strawberry. You have all different flavors. So, and they're brightly colored too. So,
yeah, not like that. You remember it. Yeah.
Or you also have saran wrap. That's another option that you can. But what we find is
that don't use the Klingon one, though, because ow.
About aluminum foil, does that work too?
I might get stuck to Carolyn. Might get stuck to the hairs. Imagine trying to rip that off. That would be a little uncomfortable.
It saves some money on waxing, right?
That's right. There you go. Oh, but you know what? Sex is it's wonderful, and doctors even say they can tell what couples are still continuing to have sex. They can see the glow between them, and when people have more frequent sex, there's less strain on a relationship. And then there's the old expression, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So the more you do it, actually women that have sex more, it actually increases the blood flow to the vaginal area. It actually will increase lubrication over time. Men will also find circulation helps really well. A person, I love this trivia, a person who has 3 orgasms a week, it's equivalent to jogging 75 miles a year. So you don't have to go out and get your sneakers. Just get that hand and you're good to go. You got that that other thing going on there.
You can also tell the women who have the most sex because they have the best jewelry.
and skin because they have shinier hair and they have a healthier looking skin because you secrete more estrogen when you have an orgasm. And the thing too, when you have an orgasm, it actually creates bonding because you secrete a hormone called oxytocin, and oxytocin creates bonding between people. So they feel closer to one another. Oxytocin helps you sleep at night, so you're going to get a better night's rest. And Lord knows we all need that at this point in our lives too. So there's so many physical and psychological benefits to sex. And, you know, you just keep doing it. If you want to keep working on the blood flow, there's always masturbation too. It's perfectly healthy. It's perfectly safe. And you only have to please yourself.
And there you go. I mean, like, you're supposed to have 3 a day or 3 a week. I had like 3 this morning, but my hair's not coming in. No. It keeps going out no matter how many of these things I have. One question for you before we let you go, and I think this is of concern to a lot of baby boomers, but at least for me, my knees are shot. You know, and I reached a certain age, the check engine light came on, and it happened to be my knee. So that limits a lot of the available positions, you know, because talk about not being romantic. Ow! Ow! Son of a, ow! That's not really good at all. So what would you suggest?
Well, I think it's verbal, open verbal communication saying, this is not comfortable, I can't do it in this position, and the two of you work together, because sex is such an intimate act anyway, and you're trying to be, you want to be gratifying for both people. So your partner should be willing to say, okay, let's try something else. Try on your side, try with you on your back so you don't have to get on your knees. You know, you have to do and pray that your partner doesn't have problems with their knees.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
she does too.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a suggestion,
sitting
Dale.
Sitting down in a chair. You can sit down.
Find a ceiling joist and get a sling.
That's right. They have it. They have those sex. It's like a sex hammock, like a sling.
It's going to be hard to explain to the grandkids.
There used to be a company called On Her Back, and they used to have these amazing chairs and slings. But, you know, you could sit on the edge of the bed and one person sitting around you if they can bend their knees. I mean, that's the problem. Then there's oral sex. If all else fails, there's oral sex. And there you can be laying on your side. And nobody has to harm their knees.
All right. I would really love for you to do a class on that because there are the occasional men who need to learn how to do that better. Is that something you teach? Is there something on your website where you can teach that? Because I got to tell you, it's a skill. That is a skill.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes men need to sometimes less is more. You know, when you're just pressing so, so hard or you're just doing too much intense, women like, you know, slow and teasing and light and yeah.
The problem, though, Carolyn, might be that you're looking for men who can do that. I mean, it basically, if you want your Volvo serviced, you don't take it to someone who drives a Bentley.
I agree.
I have no response to that.
Well, wow. I think we're going to end this on Carolyn's Volvo.
That was a great note to end on. You made her speechless. So.
Oh, Elaine, we can't thank you enough for being on the show with us. If people wanted to get in touch with you and find out more about having you come to speak to them or, you know, about safe sex or you know, show them pictures, how would they get in touch with you?
Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, at Elaine Pasqua. That's P as in Peter, A, S as in Sam, Q-U-A.com. So Elaine at ElainePasqua.com. I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
And Pornhub. So, you know, don't forget that.
Pornhub.
And Grindr on a good week.
Just call. I'm trying to come up with a good fancy name, but I'm not that quick right now. But anyway.
Well, we'll think of it for you. All right. Thank you so much, Elaine. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. I can't believe I get paid to do this. And I have a killer masturbation song. You want me to sing it to you guys?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Picture 500 college students going, yay. Last night I laid in bed and masturbated. It felt so good. I knew it would. Last night I laid in bed and masturbated. It felt so nice. I did it twice. Beat it, bang it, throw it on the floor. Beat it against the bedpost. It still comes back for more. I beat my meat. I beat my meat. I beat my meat. I beat my meat. When I beat my meat, I leave a puddle on the sheet.
Well, many thanks to Elaine Pasqua for bringing us up to date on what sex is for us old people now. We know that it's painful and it's dry and it's not like it used to be, and a lot of us don't like to have it, but what the heck, you know? It's something. Nowadays, that's what we're looking for. It's just a little something. So we'd like to thank her. And in closing out, Carolyn, do you have any last words?
Yeah, I am now on a mission to up that 12% for women. I think, or just sell some more shiny hair shampoos. I think either way, we're good.
Okay. Did you get that hair shampoo thing, Tim? It was beyond me. So. But good for you. I'm sure it has something to do with gel. Anyhow, Tim, what's your final words?
Hey, just check out my other podcast, Rule of Three with Tim Slagle and Bent Washburn.
And if you go to daleirvin.com, you can sign up for free for the Friday Funnies and get the video delivered directly to your inbox each and every Friday.
Other than that, my friends, go out and celebrate. Have some sex today if you're inclined, because after all, it is another day above ground. See you next week.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.